Hello and welcome to The White Light. Now, this information is not intended to be construed as a medical diagnosis or treatment. This information should not take place instead of a consultation with a physician or a healthcare professional for medical diagnosis and or treatment. My name is Christian Alvarado. I'll be your MC for today. Our witness is...
Jessica Rotolo.
Hi, Jess. And we have our resident psychic, Joni.
Hey.
Hey.
Thanks so much for having me back.
Now, for those of you who haven't listened to the previous episode, Joni, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got these powers, etc.?
Sure. Well, my name's Joni Isinger, and I'm in Berkeley Heights, New Jersey. I'm originally from Long Island, New York, and it must be the water that they're feeding us over in Long Island, because there are some mediums that are getting some notoriety for what they're doing. I was a clinical social worker in New York City for 10 years, and I did individual and group therapy with addicts and alcoholics and also with the mentally ill. And I didn't believe in anything of what I do today. I thought it was scam artist material, and I kept as far away from psychics and healers as I could. In around 2003, 2004, 2005, I became gifted with abilities. I became able to do hands-on healing and channeling departed ones and pets, seeing into bodies, doing automatic writing, and then the list went on. I have not been to any workshops. My life changed 180 degrees, and I have to say I wasn't really frightened. It felt very natural, despite it being so completely different and off the grid for my life. And now I do this professionally. I do Skype and phone sessions for folks that aren't local to New Jersey. And I do radio shows, and I do psychic galleries at restaurants and parties and festivals. And I'm an author and a reverend in a spiritual church, and I also sing. So that's who I am.
Fantastic. Fantastic stuff. Today's episode is going to go a little bit all over the place. How about that?
That's fine.
Let's start at the beginning, shall we? What is our purpose? How do you look into that? What is that for you?
Okay, so I think what you're talking about is someone's divine purpose, why they're here. So I'm able to identify why a person has chosen to be in this lifetime. And my belief is that we're not only here in this lifetime, but we're also having other experiences in other lifetimes simultaneously. So people like to say past lives, which is a linear concept about our existence, but I don't believe that time exists. I believe that everything happens in the now. So we're everywhere at once. So before we come into a lifetime, we have a pre-birth planning session with folks who are in our soul group. These are souls that we like to travel with and also have incarnations with for soul growth opportunity. So a divine purpose would be the reason why they've come into a lifetime for soul growth. So if a person's person's divine purpose could be that they're there to help guide children through difficult times, or it could be that they are there to make music for others to hear. It could be that they are architects, and that by their creating buildings and structures, that they're not only healing themselves from other lifetimes where they weren't able to construct something, that they're creating safe housing or commercial buildings for other people to have their lifetimes in.
Can these purposes change?
I think that they can go off on tangents, but basically, before a person comes in, there's a lot of discussion with spirit guides and other very wise, enlightened ones and members of the soul group, where they've pretty much affixed that that's what they're there for. Mm-hmm. Changes in contracts can happen, these agreements, but oftentimes a person is so, they feel so strongly about what they want to do in that specific incarnation that there isn't much that necessarily changes them that drastically. Right. They might alter it somewhat, but it's pretty much, I believe, in the same framework as what they agreed to before coming in.
So along, let's say, along these past lives, they all share the same purpose or the same sort of idea.
Sometimes and sometimes not. You could, I will say that possibly not. There could be similar overtones mm-hmm. to a person's divine purpose in one lifetime versus another. But now you're getting into a soul's essence. Mm-hmm. So a divine purpose would be what you've decided that you're going to try and accomplish, what your reason for being in that lifetime is for yourself and others. A soul's essence is who they are. Okay. So the umbrella over that is, what is your makeup? Who are you? What are you about? What are you as your specific God spark that you are? What do you bring to the table for us all, always?
Do you have people asking you about their essence like that? Like how many?
Yeah, people do. Usually people, when they come to me, they're looking for healing because I'm a healer and a psychic, and they're also asking specific questions, usually about finances and their future and love and mm-hmm. family and health. But every now and then I'll get someone who asks, who am I?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah. Who am I and where do I come from? What am I about? And then I can give them that information.
I have a question.
Sure.
So you said there's like these soul like groups. mm-hmm. No, because, all right, little story time. There was someone that I knew in my old school in Hockington, Massachusetts, and we always joked that we were like souls agreed to come
mm-hmm.
today, like mm-hmm. to this time period, because we're so alike and we've had such like a stuff that's happened to me that's very unique has happened to him. And we were like, we're the same soul. We just like divided.
Let me go in about that. How many of you are there, would you say, in this group that you're talking about?
There's only me and him.
Okay, the two of
that
you.
That we know of.
That you know of, but you, okay. Okay, so let me go in and see. Is he around the same age?
Yeah, he's a year younger.
A year younger, yeah. So it's like before you came in, I see you like as if you're holding hands and you like jump in. You're practically jumping in together.
We're soul besties. We knew it.
There you go. And you jump in together and it's like, okay, let's do this. It's with this soul, you learn, is it a he?
Yeah.
You learn from him, and you're there to play. This is all about playing, but there's a lot of trust with this soul. There's a lot of trust with him. You knew that you would have some difficulties and that he would listen and he would be there for you. And that for him, you adore him, so he needed someone that would believe in him. So when you pair up, you find each other in a pre-birth planning session. You're both doing your respective pre-birth planning sessions, and you're going, come here, I need you. And then he'll say, I got to have you. And then the two of you arrange how it's going to be and when you're going to be born and such and how you're going to meet. And he shows up just at the right time. It was perfect. There was something with his parents, I don't know, but you had to hear, I don't know what's going on with his parents, or there's some story and you had to be there for him. Unless that, has that happened already, or is that in the future? And I'm just going right ahead.
Time travel.
I mean, we've told each other about our parents, but I wouldn't say it was anything significant.
Okay. So I don't know if this is something in the future, but you're there for him. You're at his side. So he is in your soul group.
So we're literal soulmates.
Mm-hmm. Well, soul, and oh, okay, we can get into soulmates, soul groups. Soulmates are souls that have had relationships that are usually intimate. That's okay. At least that's the lay term, soulmate.
Right.
So in terms of souls of the same soul group, that I would probably say that.
So we're soul besties.
I'd say soul besties. I like you could coin that. You heard that here, folks.
Soul besties.
Soul besties. I'm going to pass that on to my channel friends. Yeah. They could use that in their channeling when they're doing their work.
Do you only... Awesome. I'm sorry. Can you only have one soulmate? Or is
no.
that
you could have so many. Mm. A lot of people feel that when they meet someone, that they've met their soulmate, but if it ends, they feel that they're never going to meet anyone again because that was the one-shot deal. Mm-hmm. But there are many souls in a lifetime that are kind of on reserve. They're almost like backups that we've experienced so many lifetimes that we just travel with our soul group and then we find them. And then they, sometimes they're just friends, but we have the soul recognition like we've had a relationship with them before, but we don't want to this time. Or it's vice versa where they have the soul, you both have the soul recognition, but they might want more than you do. Back to if a relationship ends, it's important to know that there's a reason why it ended and that there are other souls that are there for you. It's just a matter of when they're going to come in.
Mm-hmm. So we, before this all started, you did a reading for me and you said that I was going to meet someone. And then that was the person that I was marrying, whatever. But wouldn't that be a soulmate?
The one that, yeah, yes, because you would be having a relationship with them. Because I thought that you had said the soul besties you called soulmates, but it was just friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would, for friendship, I wouldn't call someone a soulmate. Okay. Maybe there are other people, you know, other spiritualists that use that term more loosely. Mm-hmm. But in my experience, in my readings, soulmate is someone that you've had a physical, emotional okay. relationship
so
with.
So the person we, like, end up with, would that be our
soulmate? I would say soulmate. Yeah.
I can have a soulmate.
Cool. Congratulations, Jess. You did it. How do these soul groups get formed? Is that just something that they decide?
Good
or?
Question. I never had that asked to me. I'm going to go in and see if they're going to give that to me. Ooh, hot off the press. Let's see.
Fresh new answer.
I'm so excited.
Jess, you've got a soulmate. Nobody knows
bestie.
This, but her soulmate's going to be rich, apparently. This is going
to
be living
This has
fine.
To do with vibrations. So this goes way up to the top of, like, source or God or creator. And that it just seems that there are these energy domes or vehicles or spheres. And they're just these energies. Mm-hmm. And the energies seem to gravitate together and that they become a soul group. That's what I see, but I have to go way, way up to source, to the top, where it's the high, where we all are, and then we just gravitate with souls that are of a like frequency, and that's how we end up with each other.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you probably asked this before, but, like, you were talking about, like, the sources and everything. Is there, like, a religion for that? Or, like, is, like...
That's a good question.
Is there actually a universe, or is it all just a figment of our
imagination?
What
is real? Oh,
right.
My God.
I love this. Ah! So, this is my belief, and I always say this is my belief, and I don't push it on anyone. I believe that we're all one. I believe that everything seen and unseen is part of that God spark, that white light. And, you know, like they talk about a Big Bang Theory. It's all just like a ball of light. And I believe that's what God or spirit, there's so many words, creator, the I am presence, all that
one.
Is. There's just one, it's everything. It's the dust bunny, it's the air speck, it's the microphone, it's the water, it's the sky, it's the person, it's the tissue box. That every single thing that exists is having an experience, and that this source kind of burst itself out and it wanted to know itself better. And it wanted to know itself better in all of its gazillion infinite parts. And that I don't believe that this is the only place. I believe there are many realms and many planets that are inhabited in many consciousnesses and many realms and dimensions, and that we're here to learn, that we're all love, we're all pieces of love, and that if a soul isn't... Pardon?
Even the evil people?
And the evil people are love. They just have forgotten that they are of the oneness, that they're love, and that the goal is for all souls, despite their possibly having strayed, to return to knowing that they are, that they're connected to us all, and that they are love. So when you encounter someone who's playing in the dark, rather than scorn them, it's best to pray and bless them and forgive them and hope that they heal. Because if we're all related, if we're all connected, if you scorn another, it reverbs through the universe and you're actually scorning everyone else and yourself. That's the ripple effect.
Solid.
Fantastic. Now, I had a question in my mind and then I got distracted and I've completely exploded. Jess.
Yes?
I think that you should ask what your purpose in life is.
Oh, okay. What is my purpose in life?
Let's see.
That was actually one of my questions.
Oh, there we
fantastic.
Go.
Fantastic.
On the list. Let's see.
Dun, dun, dun.
Ooh, there have been things in other lifetimes that you did not create, that you did not...
Like I was supposed to, and like it was a late assignment, never did it.
Well,
it sounds a lot like me.
That's kind of how it works, isn't it?
Well, I'd say there aren't supposed tos, there are hopes for. So in other lifetimes, you would hope to accomplish certain things, and you didn't. So they were kind of put on the back burner. So in this lifetime, I see it's as if you're like being a magician, but it's not magic. It's as if you're pulling out of your pocket the things that you had hidden, and then you disclose them and you reveal them, and these are the things that you didn't take care of, and that your purpose is in fact to, one of the things is to delegate responsibility, is for you to be managing. So you'll be managing people. So that's for you
is
to...
Is that why I do the theater thing?
It could be, because if you do theater and then you do production, theater direction and production, then you get to that level where you are delegating. So that's something that you didn't do, you didn't take care of in other lifetimes. And also there's something about your telling your story. So I don't know whether this will come out in a soliloquy, in a monologue, or an autobiography. So there's something about your coming to a place in your life where you write about it. And it's important for people to know you.
That's really awkward.
Why is that awkward?
Well, there's this app thing.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to write my family story on it. Because we always joked that our family is like a reality TV show. We don't do anything small. Like, we always bicker about the smallest things. We were having dinner, and there was just a giant scene. I ended up eating a a tortellini that my brother didn't want to eat because it was, like, white truffle tortellini.
Yeah.
And I was just like, no one's going to eat that. And I stabbed it, and I ate it. It was like, we're all so extra. And so I started writing about it, but I haven't really touched it since I got
there
back to
go.
School.
There you go.
Maybe you should do it.
There you go. The book could be called White Truffle Tortellini.
That sounds delicious. Mm-hmm. That sounds great. Jess, I don't know if you remember, when I first had a conversation with you, you told me that you started going off about your life without me even prompting you. So I was cool. And then you said something towards the end of that that was something like, I asked why you do that, and you were like, I don't know. I usually just say a bunch of things, and if people can connect with them, well, then that's the point. That's the goal. So I think an autobiography kind of makes sense, or some kind of memoir or literature, or you just talking in general. I don't know.
Yeah, I just say everything about my life. Yeah, I don't shut up. People who know me, like, I'll tell people that I just met, like, my entire life story. Like, I hadn't really had a conversation with him. And we were on the train driving back from New York. We were on the train riding back from New York. And I was just like, hey, Christian, here's my life story.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what they're suggesting is you make it formal and that it becomes therapeutic. So it's going to be at a higher level, not as casual as what you're saying, which is mm-hmm. fine. Maybe you're doing like those test runs, you know, dress rehearsals for the real thing.
should I wait till I have like the money from the from the husband?
You mean that past reading before the show? No.
I'm gonna marry someone rich. Great guys.
You will know. You will know exactly when to do it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's not now because I don't know.
No, you have to. You have to have more life behind you before you can be moved to then share it. There's more. There's more to come.
I want to know.
Jess, you got any more questions before we open up the calls? Open up the lines.
Okay, this one's one a little bit about you. Well, I guess two questions. Were you told what your purpose was, or do you still not know? Like, you haven't asked what your purpose
is. I never ask, but I know. I know. I'm here to help assist people to awaken to thin. It's to help them thin that veil. Mm-hmm. Before we come in, we have this veil of unknowing, and we don't remember the plan. We don't remember who we are. And so I'm here to help people transition between not knowing and knowing. And the people who do, who have that veil thinned or the veil is off, it's to help maybe fine-tune them, to help with healing, to help activate their hands for being healers or whatever it might be. And it's really just to just like doing this, to help spread the word that we haven't been forsaken, that we're not alone, that there are so many guides on the other side, so many divine ones that are assisting us, that we're not alone, and this isn't a chaos planet, that we are love, and we are loved, and all is well.
I have one other question before we open it up.
Go for it.
This is just like a random question about that I wanted to ask you. Do you ask about your future? Or you're like, nope, I don't want to know.
I have, it's a good question. I have friends who channel for me, and I don't go out so far. I ask more short term. You know, I joke around with myself saying I'm going to live to 125 as long as I'm mobile and able.
Mm-hmm. Over my hundreds.
I vision things. I believe that you manifest your reality, so I vision what I'd like in my future, and I believe that they're going to happen. I mean, for example, I talked about doing radio mm-hmm. for a bunch of years, and now I'm doing 4 radio shows.
Solid.
And I looked into 2 other colleges in New Jersey, and I emailed, and they didn't get back to me. And then a few years after that, here I am at Drew. So I think that I've, whether I've wanted it, whether I foresaw it, you know, exactly. Whatever it is, there are things that are going on that I dreamed of. And that gives me hope that as long as I just keep holding my visions, that I'm going to have a great life. I already do, but it's going to get better and better.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's it. That's all my questions.
Fantastic. All right, so now we're going to open up the lines, so anyone who wants to call in can call in. The number is 973-408-4567. One more time for those people who didn't realize I was giving the number. If you've gotten out your phone now, here's the number again. 973-408-4567. It's a nice number. It's cool. The last numbers are consecutive. It's fun.
Now, do you have any questions, either of you, while we're waiting for the phone to ring? Because the last time
they
Richard
just
was asking, was talking, and then ring right in between. Oh.
Oh, my God.
There we
Fantastic.
Go.
Fantastic. Hello, you are live on WMNJ, The White Light. What is your name, and where are you calling from? Hello?
I heard like a little bit. So
yeah, there was a
there's like
blur.
A volume.
Hello?
They're trying so hard.
They are trying so hard. I can't.
Do you want to call? Can you call back? Do you want to hang up and
wait
call?
A second.
Oh, they hung up.
Did they hang up?
They did hang
okay,
up.
Okay, please call again.
Let's try that one more time. If you're out there.
You want to give the number again?
973. 408-4567. I wonder if it's that one. these things can be finicky sometimes. While we wait, let's talk about future stuff. Oh my goodness. We got another call.
There we go.
We have the same call.
Let's see here. Just making sure. Hello, you are live again. If you can hear me, please say hello. I heard a whisper again.
It's so muffled.
It's a bit muffly.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Am I live on the show?
You are live on the show. Hello and welcome. What is your name?
This is incredible. My name is Christian also.
What? I'm Christian. That's crazy.
What's your last name?
No, we're keeping it. We're keeping it anonymous, possibly.
Anonymous.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Are we? Oops, I blew it.
We didn't hear it. It's okay.
Hold on. I think I know who this person is.
It's okay. I don't.
You got a question for us, Christian?
I do have a question.
Go ahead.
So my girlfriend and I right now are deciding on if we want to get a house or rent.
Well, you mean whether you want to buy or rent?
Right.
Do you have enough to put down for a house?
In theory.
Well, theory might not, the bank might not take theory as enough. Do you, in fact, have enough money for a house that you could put a down payment on?
The house that we're looking at, yes, we do.
Because you want a house really bad, don't you? Like, way bad.
Yeah, we have a babe.
Yeah, man. This is like house. So if you can do house, it's all about the money.
Right.
You can't blow your load of money that you have on this house if you don't have enough to live off after that. So you want it really bad. It's an emotional thing, but you gotta get realistic.
Yeah.
So that's the entire thing. This is checks and balances. This is serious financial, like you have to put your emotional thing aside regarding how badly you want the house and go, can we swing this? If times would be so friggin' tough with maintaining the house, utilities, baby stuff, food, and everything, insurance and gas and car payment, then you don't do it. Then you wait.
We don't want to be strung out too thin.
Exactly. Because the stress involved would be such a bummer. So you are going to have a house. I'll tell you that right now. Mm. It's coming. You are going to be living in a house. But if you don't do it now, don't feel like this is your only shot. You want to be really, really smart. And you want to have a really peaceful, good life now where you don't feel stressed. Like, oh my God, this is called, like, they call it house poor. Okay? That you might not want the house poor unless you won't be house poor. But I don't think you'll be very happy if you're financially stressed. That's what they say.
Okay, great. I agree. Thank you.
Do they have a nice house? Like, is it an okay house?
You mean in the future?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice,
you get a colonial. You're getting a colonial somewhere.
How many bedrooms does that have?
How many I see three bedrooms for right now. I see a three-bedroom house. There's a garage.
Are they going to have a pet?
For right now, I don't see a pet. Jess is asking questions for you. Do you mind, Christian?
Oh, no, I don't mind. I just think it's funny, actually.
You're like getting all, it's like,
baby,
that's
Christian.
Bonus. No, I don't see a pet. It's, I don't know. I mean, if you want a pet, you can, but I'm just not seeing one.
Yeah, that could be down the line at some point.
Yeah, but right now, no. But do you like clothes?
Do I like clothes?
Yeah, are you into, like, tailored clothes or hip or funky or different socks or what's your thing?
Different socks is definitely my thing.
Yeah. So keep up with your you like that. So, like, keep doing your clothing thing because you stand out that way. And I don't know what it is about who you are in the clothing, but it's, like, liberating for you and you need that. And they're not talking, like, be a clothes horse or anything, but you want to be happy, and so do what's unique to you. I see you standing out different from other people, and if it's the socks, fine, but keep being the unique you.
Cool. I actually designed my son's onesie.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
How's your son?
Yeah.
How's my son? He's good.
Can you read his son's future?
Yeah, can you? Sorry.
So would you like to know anything about your son's future?
Yeah, that would be great. I'm not really sure what to ask because he's only 7 months old.
It doesn't matter. I actually do readings for pregnant women, and I channel their fetus.
Oh, wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, it's psychedelic. Okay, so what is his name?
Luke.
His name is Luke.
Well, I guess Jess is helping
you
out here.
Hey, Christian, how you doing?
So let's see.
Hey, Jess.
Let's see. Wow. He could be a rainbow child. Look that term up.
Isn't that when you have a miscarriage?
No. Rainbow children are the high consciousness kids that are coming in, and they're very into color. So there are the indigos, the crystals, the rainbows, the diamonds, the magentas, and I don't know. I know that the indigos and the crystals have come in. I think that the rainbows are here. So he's very about color, and I see him painting. So I don't know if this is metaphor or if this is real painting, but he's very much attracted to color. So, and he also likes sound, so music will be involved as well. So
that's great to hear.
I see percussion as well. You could get him involved in the baby music classes. I think he'll be really into that. And then I see him drawing. I see him being attracted to water. I see him being attracted to the sun. I see him being a people person, very friendly. He's very social, but he's not going to be loud. He's just going to be very schmoozing with the crowd type of a person, very comfortable. And he emanates love without, he doesn't even have to say a word, and love is streaming out of him. Do you feel that already?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you have a very special child, and I hear a lot of rhythm. There's just a lot of, he could end up doing percussion. Let's see, and bass, he could even pick up a bass guitar. Look, I hear, yeah, he's agreeing. I hear him. He's going, yeah, Dad, remember the music lessons. Don't let me down now. I want that bass. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're going to go to Guitar Center or Sam Ash or something. Hurry, take me in the stroller now. So it's all good, and you're going to know what to do with him. He's going to tell you. He's going to say, I want to do this. This is what I like. I don't want to do that. And I don't see struggle. I just see it's going to be very clear. And you're going to very much enjoy this. And I'm very happy for you. It's a beautiful story.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Oh, anytime.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you for calling, Christian.
See you, Christian. Oh, give him a hug for me.
I will.
Thanks for calling.
Cheers.
Bye.
That was fantastic. That was a good call.
Oh, and there's the pick on the phone. Jess has his pick.
He's my nephew. I'm not a creep.
Aw, so good.
I'm not a creep, guys.
Fantastic.
Beautiful.
That's why I was like, wait a minute, this voice sounds familiar.
If anyone else would like to call in, the lines are still, oh my goodness. All right, fantastic. Hello and welcome to the White Light. What is your name? How can we take your order?
Oh, hi. I'm Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm awesome. I can't believe I'm on. This is crazy.
What can I do for you?
Oh my gosh. Well, I've had friends who have called in, and they said that you've been wonderful, and they suggested that I call in, and I'm just so excited that I got through.
Oh, I'm so glad.
So I've just been super anxious. I'm graduating this year, and I don't really have like a path. I have friends who are like, oh, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that, and I have a lot of interests, and I'm just not really sure where I'm going.
What's your major?
I'm a double major, so I'm majoring in history and environmental science.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go.
Thanks.
I'm going in. Have you gone to historic preservation societies?
No, I haven't.
I see you getting involved with them, and I see you doing a lot of research regarding historical structures and the maintenance of them. There's a lot going on with them. I don't know if this is national historic preservation or if this is state or local, but I see you getting involved with, I see there are homes that are designated as historic sites. And they have house tours in them, but I don't see you giving the tours. I see you're logging and doing research, and there's the maintenance of these structures, and that's the history.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. And then the environmental science, it's just, there's just something about the environmental, the preservation. So environmental science, there's that part, you know, preservation. That's an aspect of environmental science, but it has to, like, for example, the wood, and how you're taking care of the wood in some of these old historic homes and how you preserve it, because there's rotting and what you do and the chemicals that are used and greening. Mm-hmm. What do you do? How do you keep these old structures from disintegrating from harsh chemicals versus more green? So I mm-hmm. see that. That's something I see. Let's see what else. I'm going in. Boy, you're into wood. Let me see. Do you like wood?
My grandpa worked with antiques and wood a lot.
Oh, love this. And he's alive?
Yeah.
Okay. Does he do this for a hobby, or does he do this with a company, or what?
He used to do it for a company. He used to own his own business, but he just recently retired last year, and he's trying to get it up again in his garage as like a side project.
Does he have connections with these companies? Would he be able to guide you?
I think so, maybe.
Oh.
He has a lot of different connections.
Oh. So now we've got the antiques, we have the preservation, and then that segues with the historic sites.
Okay.
He's a connection for you, and there's the wood. And I'm telling you, you're not going to be hanging out, like, eating Kraft macaroni and cheese in his garage as a hobby while you watch him do wood. That's not what it is. You're going to be, he's retired. He's done his thing. You're going to be out there making a living. But I see structures that need your assistance, and you're logging them and keeping track. And I see some fundraising, and also another thing, too, do you like jewelry or make jewelry?
I used to when I was little.
Yeah, so that might be something you want to do again. I see you beading, and mm-hmm. you're making crafts. That's something not necessarily that's going to bring in, you know, the money, but it takes your mind off of things. It's rote behavior. And you're creating something, and it's for you. And maybe every now and then you give them out to friends. But just the task of beading and creating some jewelry, it gives you a relief from the mundane. I would bring that back. I would definitely, like, go to a craft store and check out all the beads and then the hardware and get some tools and see what you could make, because...
Okay.
I don't know. It's you're a craftsman. You're a craftsperson. You're a crafter.
Yeah, I love it.
And that's where the wood, just getting a whiff of your grandfather's garage and the setup and watching what he does, the lathe and the staining and asking about wood preservation, I think this just segues into your future.
Oh, that's so cool. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great graduation, and I think within a year you're settled. Don't worry if you don't get something in a short amount of time. You definitely land, and it's fantastic.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have fun.
Thank you. Have a nice night.
You too. Bye.
Thank you for calling, Sam.
Don't you love when the answers are closer than you think?
Right. That's fantastic. Who would have thought? What was it, her uncle's garage or
grandfather's?
Grandfather. Grandfather's
her
garage.
Grandfather's garage has the wood.
It's right around. We'll still continue to take calls. Undoubtedly, someone's going to interrupt me within the next 10 seconds, probably. Let's hope that doesn't happen. Well, let's hope it does happen, actually.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
We were talking about this before the show. We were talking about ghosts and everything. Mm. Have you ever been haunted?
Can you get haunted?
Ooh. Never mind, there's a call.
I'll answer that when I can.
Hello and welcome to WMNJ. What is your name? Where are you calling from? And what is your question?
My name's Elaine.
Hi.
And I don't know what my question is.
Say that one more time.
My name's Elaine. I don't know.
It's kind of fuzzy, bubbly.
Her name is Elena.
Okay.
What my question is.
And she got really excited, so she doesn't have a question.
Oh, so you're not sure what your question is. So do you have any specific questions about your life, about what's going on where you need clarity?
Hello?
Elena?
Did we lose you? Oh, yeah, you need to move probably to a better area because it got fuzzy again.
Mm. Okay.
We're not getting you, honey. Hello? Pie. Yeah, hi.
There we go.
just about my future career-wise.
Okay, are you a student?
Yes.
Okay, what is your major?
Psychology.
Okay. I see you training people in workshops, probably corporate. I see you possibly doing HR, getting involved in corporate training. You could also do off-site training. Do you feel like you're a leader? Oops, it got fuzzy again.
One more time?
In small settings.
In small settings. And that's okay, because workshops don't have to be 100 people, you know? But, and you are touchy-feely, right? You like the emotions and people sharing things?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So, and I used to be a clinical social worker. I did group work, and it feels really good. But I see you doing workshops. Now, would you go on for PhD, or do you want master's? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking master's.
And are you thinking master in social work, or are you thinking master's in psych, counseling, ED? Do you know what type of master's?
I guess social work.
Okay.
I'd be leaning to.
Uh-huh. That's what I got. So you will be, so because I see workshops, I would suggest that when you are taking classes, that you take a class in group work, if it isn't even, you know, something that is required, and that when you do your field placements, that you ask to do group work, and you'll get really good at it, and then whether you're going to be known to be a group worker, or you also do workshops on the side, so maybe you're a therapist, and then on the side you're doing workshops. But you teach, that's your gig. You're a guide, and you teach. So you're going to get really, really good at something. Do you watch crime dramas?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So did you ever take a forensic psych class?
Ooh, I did not.
Okay. You might want to. Because if you're getting into the criminal minds on TV, you might have a leaning towards learning about people who are sociopathic. And that might be your forte. So you might need, what year are you?
I'm a sophomore.
So you, okay. Do they have forensic psych in this school?
I don't think so.
Okay. So then you could just learn about it. Just learn about it. I don't know whether there's forensic psych given at any other local schools over the summer if you stay around here, but that's something to look into, because I see you're working possibly in either a prison or inpatient psych, but you get really good at knowing about sociopathy and how the criminal mind works. And I do see you safe, by the way. I did go in and say, is she going to be safe, this woman, in these institutions? And I got, uh-huh, you will. And then you just have this leaning. You're very curious about it. But you get really good at talking about something that you're really interested in. And that's one of the things that seems to jazz you.
That's really comforting to hear, because I think that's where I want to go.
Oh, wow. Now, here's another thing I'm going to ask.
Okay.
Do you need to stay off the sauce maybe or no? Because I just don't know what I'm getting here.
What was that?
Is liquor an issue?
Not, I don't know.
Okay. So, do you have a sugar thing? Do you get a little shaky when you eat sugar?
Yes.
Okay. Do you drink alcohol at all?
I haven't I stopped for a very long time.
Okay. Liquor doesn't do well with you because it breaks down to sugar. And if you have a sugar issue, and mind you, I'm going to say this on the air. Kristen said it before. I'm not a doctor. Please see your healthcare professional. I do not intend to cure. This is for entertainment purposes only.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. With that being said, if you have a sugar issue, I see the liquor breaking down in any form of liquor, any form of alcohol, and it's doing the same crap that the sugar does. So you want to preserve your body. You want to keep yourself really well maintained. And just know that about yourself, that's just the way you roll, and that's fine. And it's not like danger. It's not like, oh, you're in danger, like, oh, my God, if I ever have a sip, I'm going to keel. It's just that it breaks down the same way, you know, it's acting like sugar, and your body doesn't go for it. So they just wanted you to know. It's kind of like a little tip from the other side.
That's good.
It's good to know. I hope this assisted.
What was that?
I hope this assisted.
It did. It kind of solidified a lot of things that I have been thinking about, including, like, my health. So.
Look at that.
Fantastic.
I'm glad. And so there's a reason for everything, so there's no coincidence why you're interested in crime dramas.
She's going to be a kick-ass solver.
You're going to be helping a lot of people, a lot of suffering people. You're going to be helping. Keep doing it, and thank you for showing up in this lifetime.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Elena. Fantastic.
Cool.
We'll probably get a couple more.
Immediately.
Hello, you are live on WMNJ, The White Light. What is your name? How can we help you?
Hi, my name is Alize, and I was curious about my love life.
Are you with anyone now?
Yes.
And because I don't know you, and I'm not going to be presumptuous, he or she?
He.
Okay. So I'm going to go, and now you want to know, like, future?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Oh, yeah. He's a honey pie. Let's see.
You got yourself a cat.
Do you want to marry him? Could you imagine that?
Yes.
Does he want you that way?
Yes.
I think that's going to happen.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. You heard it here first. Spoilers.
that was without any proposal. It's like it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, make sure he proposes.
Exactly.
You still want that ring.
He's a doll. Wow. How long? Is this like 4 years? How long have you been going?
Almost two.
Wow. So you know him so many lifetimes. Okay, so you know him about 100 lifetimes.
Wow.
You married him about 40 of them.
Way to go.
That is intense.
Talk about a soulmate.
When you met him, did you drool? Were you like, oh my gosh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, I gotta have that. And I don't want to sound like I'm objectifying a man, but, like, that's just, like, where you're coming. You're like, oh, my God, look at this. It's like there's the objectification, like, holy. And then you knew him. You just knew him. And he saw you, and there's the recognition. And I feel my heart opening. It's such joy. Such joy. It's like, oh. And, like, you guys found each other. La, 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 la. And, like, this is, like, that's it, man. And so, like, you're, like, the two people that are running from either ends of the field with the daisies in the meadow, and you're running towards each other. And that's it, man. And, like, that's it. And so it's just beautiful. So you're each other's confidant. And there's a lot of healing that goes on. And he understands you, and you support him. And it's like this. It's very mutual. And I see you down the road with a family. Yeah. Now, what's your deal with Vermont?
Vermont?
I'm sorry?
Do you like Vermont?
Like Vermont, like the place?
Yeah.
I've never been.
Is he from there?
No, he's from New Jersey.
Okay. So there's something about Vermont. So I don't know if you're going to move there or whether there's like a summer place that you'd get or you'd visit it. But you guys might want to check out Vermont. Doesn't mean that they're saying that you have to move there, but you have a connection with that area.
Interesting.
And it makes you happy. So I don't know, but it's just a destination that they wanted you to know.
Wow.
She found her lobster.
You found your lobster. I don't know what you mean by that, Jess, but okay.
Friends.
Oh.
When Phoebe tells Rachel...
I didn't
Ross
memorize Friends.
Lobster.
I'm sorry.
Oh, and I forgot. I've seen all the episodes. I'll have to go back. I'll have to YouTube that when
Did
Phoebe
no
says you found your lobster.
She found her lobster.
I hope you have a great life with him.
Thank you.
All right. Fantastic.
Okay, thank
you so much. I'm so glad you called.
Oh, me too.
Enjoy your lobster.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Alizé.
Real life rom-com. Gotta love him.
Oh, my God. What a happy ending.
I know, right?
This is fantastic.
Like, is he the one usually get like, no, no, no? But mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, he is.
There was a yeah.
Vermont. I wonder what that's about.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe they may adopt a kid from Vermont.
Or it could be another lifetime that one or both were there. So they had good times there. So just to return to a geographical location where there's another life. It just can just bring you such peace. And there are people that always go back to the same place. Oh, every year we go back to such and such. And sometimes that's because they were there in another lifetime and they had just such a good life, a good memory, that their heart just fills up and they just want to replenish that in this lifetime.
That's
Don't know.
Good.
They'll have to go check it out and report back to you.
That's good stuff.
Can we go back to the ghost before someone interrupts
Absolutely.
Us?
Go for it.
Ghosting. I have never had a ghost haunt me, but I've found ghosts for other people.
Can you tell if I've ever been haunted?
One time.
Can you tell me when?
Ooh. So what I get is you were 2 years old.
Dang it.
I get a
2 years
old.
That means I was wrong, because there was like always this corner in my house that my dog would bark at, and I always felt like there was a ghost there.
I just see you were kind of touched.
And so it's not anyone I know?
No.
Some random ghost.
What about the water thing that you told me about that one time?
Oh, okay. So my family's got this water issue.
Also, speak into the microphone, please.
Oh, sorry. My family has this water issue where every single place we've ever lived since I was born, water just happens.
Like it leaks?
So we had like two leaky closets in two different houses. We had a flood in one. We had a flood on Christmas Eve. We were living in an apartment on the third floor, and we had a water feature that didn't work. Irony. And then we had... Sorry. And then we had... and then we had like one morning, like Saturday, it just like was water falling on the third floor of an apartment building.
And so did this this has happened through your whole life?
Yeah, like water
forever.
And now there's like
water everywhere.
We live in a condo, in a complex condo. Like my mom just moved there, so like everything's connected, and only our house has water problems.
Oh, I'm going in. I love that stuff. I'm sorry you've had water problems, but boy, I'm gonna find
out
what that is.
I'm asking for
you,
Ma.
Yeah. Hey, Ma. Here we go. Let's see.
I gotta know.
You know, there are a bunch of people in the family that they say they're disconnected from this lifeline, that they're just off the grid. They're not hooked in. So I'm going to find out what happened.
Mm-hmm. It's my sister.
Okay, you ready?
I'm so ready.
Oh, boy.
I can't wait.
This is psychedelic for this show.
Mm-hmm.
So your family, there were a bunch of witches.
What? Sick.
Uh-huh.
So not me. Everyone else. Way to
so
go
it was like a coven of witches. But they weren't doing the best stuff. And they wanted to be part of, but the community was not letting them in. So they were off the grid. They were not part of the rest of the life force, which is like the water pipeline, which is precious, and it's life water. We're 70% water. And they removed themselves, and you're part of that. We're going to clear this stuff. they remove, well, we'll clear you, but I can't clear their karma. I can clear your karma, is that they were not cooperating with basic humanity. So the leakiness is, it's like a punishment. It's like there's the universe is saying, cleanse your soul. You've got schmutz on you, and it's almost like we're holy water dowsing you because you did wrong, and it's a little bit of like karmic debt, karmic payback. Mm-hmm. So I can clear you. Let's see if I can do anything regarding this generational. It's like a group. It's the group. It's the fam.
Is it my whole family, or is it just some of us in the family? Can you tell me which one?
You have a sister?
I have two.
One sister, the older one.
Ha, Andrea, you're a witch.
So, mom and you and she. Is there a brother?
Yeah.
Older?
Yeah.
There's only one older.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, well, he too.
Joey and Ann are witches.
Okay, so.
And so is mama.
Let's see.
How do you
I'm going to see if I can clear this.
It's
from
everyone
them.
But the one that I thought
so
it was.
So what I'm going to do is that you'll do your part, and I'm going to connect with their higher selves.
Okay.
And I think they want to do this. It feels like they want to do this.
My mom very much wants to get rid of the water.
Yeah. And I think your brother and I'm getting it's okay. So I'm going to address your mom, your brother, and your brother who's older and your older sister, and you'll do this for yourself. So we'll take this lifetime when you guys weren't behaving nicely.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. The first thing you do is you say inside, I forgive myself. There you go. The second thing that you do is you forgive everyone and everything. There you go. They're doing it too. The third part is you ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. So you say inside, I forgive you for having unforgiveness. Please forgive me for having unforgiveness towards you. There we go. Does your appetite sometimes go down? Do you sometimes not want to eat and you get a little weird? Yeah, your appetite's going to get better because that was a starvation thing. It was a punishment thing. You were hurting yourself because you had hurt other people. So by not eating enough, it was a self-destruction, which would not have helped you at all. They're also working on chromosomal damage.
As in, I'm going to have cancer?
You ate a crow. No, you ate a crow in that witch lifetime, and that really effed you up. So they're working on changing out some of the chromosomes. It's going to be energetic.
Okay.
To help you so you're more fortified and stronger because you haven't been strong enough. They're not going to make you bulk. Energetically, you're going to feel stronger. I feel like you're a little bit too wispy, too light, not enough. They want you here with us energetically. The last thing you do is you say inside, thank you, God, for this life lesson. Oh, there you go. That's huge. That's huge. I feel like this water thing, it was a lesson for everyone. And if you can talk to your family about it, that would be helpful because then they'd all, in this lifetime, the physical, because I talk to their higher selves. You're here in the physical, you get it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can address them and tell them what it was about and just say, hey, we did stuff. And she helped your higher self do the forgiveness work so the karma is gone, and that just this really was about that we weren't playing nice, and it's for us to cooperate and be good human beings here. And if they say, well, I am, then that's fine, then it's done. I see it going from a street like a river to a stream to a trickle to ether to evaporated.
So we're not going to have any more water problems?
I don't see any.
Okay.
If there's any crack in a pipe or anything, it means someone is thinking negatively, and that people have to start watching what they're thinking because there's some anger around, and that people have to be careful what they're thinking. If they start thinking nasty, they could get hit with something.
Can I ask nasty specifically? Like, if there's like a girl who rubbed me the wrong way, and I'm just like, she's mean.
That isn't as bad as some
or
of
is
the
it
other
like
really
I wanna
hate
take
on.
Over the world.
No, more like hating on someone.
Oh, like I hate
really angry, revengeful, contemptuous, jealous, horrible, negative, bad.
I have that for someone. I should probably cleanse that.
Yeah, and I suggest for you and all the people that are listening is that if you write a list of all the people from birth until now that you have anger and unforgiveness towards, including yourself, you can release karma from other lifetimes here and elsewhere. You forgive yourself and you forgive them. And if you don't, this is my belief, is that if you go to your passing, your death in this lifetime, and you still have unforgiveness, you have karma, and that you have to come back in another lifetime as a do-over with them. I don't suggest it.
Wow. Being a witch. Never thought that was the reason for the water problems.
All right. It's never what you... Sometimes it's not as simple.
I know, right?
Sometimes it's not.
Hadn't you shared that you were... Were you interested in witch something or other?
Yeah, should I, like, step away from that now?
Oof.
Well,
that's
it's something
question,
to consider
honestly.
Because you had told me before the show that you were interested in the witch stuff.
Well, like, in the good witch stuff. Like, not like I'm gonna put a hex on this person, but, like, let me make sure that my stress is, like, you know, good things happen and help people. Or should I just, like... Just throw that away completely.
You'll have to do soul searching to see. You'll have to see. Because we light workers who do this stuff, we don't call it, we hardly say that we're witches. We really say that we're light workers.
Okay.
It's something just to think about. Now, I think it's work.
We are definitely out of time. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, everyone, for calling. Our next show will be, did we solidify that?
The 19th.
The 19th.
February 19th. And is that's a Monday at 7
that's
o'clock?
That's a Monday, 7 p.m.
And also, people can find me at joniswhitelighthealing.com. Mm-hmm. And did you want to say anything about Friday?
Oh, my God. At this point, you know more about that than I do.
Okay. This Friday, in this building, what's the name of this building?
In the EC.
In the EC, from 9 p.m. to midnight, there are going to be, I believe, about 8 of us who are going to be doing our respective work. It's going to be called New Year, New You. And y'all are invited as students to come down, and we'll be doing 10 to 15 minute sessions. There'll be a tarot card reader, angel reader. There'll be a meditation person. I'll be doing my stuff. We have a crystal dealer and a predictive astrologist and a chair massage person. And I think it's going to be a fantastic evening. So please come on down and we'll be here. We'd love to see you.
Fantastic. And with that, that's the end of the show.
Bye, guys.
Catch you guys later.
Thanks
Adios.
For having me.